Blog Talk Radio.
World. I'm your host, pastor, and author, Janet Marie Fierce. Today, I'm going to talk about romantic poetry, because coming next week, we're going to have a Christian poet, and so I'm going to just kind of lead into it. I'm going to start by reading from a book that was given to me when I first got married by my husband, and it's called I Keep Falling in Love with You. And I just want to read from this to show you how you can write beautiful romantic poetry without being sensual, and it can just be wholesome but still so beautiful. I'm going to read you from the back of the book a little statement, so I'm quoting. It says, when you meet and fall in love with the person of your dreams, the two of you experience many wonderful first times. The world around you is renewed and infused with a special kind of happiness that can only be understood by hearts in love. You celebrate every new sunrise, make promises, and dream about a future spent together forever. Okay, that's what's on the back of the book. I got, when I was given this book by my husband, it was so lovely that I just had to use it this time to lead into the subject of writing romantic poetry. Now I'm going to read this one poem, which is called Our First Time. Our first times are the ones I remember the most. The first time we met, the first time we talked, the first time you called and we went out, the first time that we were separated and I told you I missed you, the first time I cried when you were gone, the first time you told me that you loved me, the first time I said I love you, and the time that we first loved, the first time I met you and your family and your friends, the first time that you met mine, and the first time I knew that our love was going to last. Between us, there have been many first times, and I remember each and every one. But the time I remember most often is the first time I fell in love with you. Now, that makes me think of my husband, because when I first met him, he said that he had made up in his mind that he was going to marry me from just the first time he saw me. I didn't quite have that feeling, but it eventually did come. Now this one says, in my dreams, I picture a person who was intelligent, good-looking, sensitive, talented, creative, fun, strong, and wise, who would completely overwhelm me with love. Since dreams can be just wishful thinking, I did not really expect to find one person who had all these outstanding qualities. But then I met you. And not only did you bring back my belief in dreams, but you are even more wonderful than my dreams. Okay, now I'm going to go into the next one. This is really a good book if you want to pick it up. It's called I Keep Falling in Love with You. It's a Blue Mountain Arch collection. It has poems written by different, you know, people. Okay, and here's my next one. Okay, this one is called To Come Home to You. People always say things like, do you ever feel like getting away from it all, away from the worries of the rush about days that always seem to be? I know that I do. I need something in my life that is solid and secure, and some place that I can escape to, where I can close out my worries and open up to more peaceful things. I'm luckier than most people, I guess, for I have found some place I can go, where my heart is always happy to be, and where I have someone I can turn to, someone who is an essential part of me. And the best part of it all is that all I have to do is just come home to you. Now, I love that one because sometimes I think about my husband like that, you know. sometimes, you know, when things get stressful and I start to worry, sometimes he'll just walk up and say, do you need a hug? You know, or something like that. Or he'll just look at me and come over and hug me. It's like, you know, we read each other very well, and he knows. And so a lot of my stressful times, he just takes them away. And this one called, Because of you, I have stopped running away from love. I no longer want to live inside myself. I want to live within you, to respond to you, and to grow from your response to me. I never want to shut you out of my life because you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I even wrote a poem myself about that. If, you know, the best, you know, my husband was the best thing that ever happened to me. And he truly is. When you really find the right one, when God leaves the right one to you, after you've trusted him and prayed, I do believe in that, because finding a mate in life is very, very important. And that's something that you don't just trust to chance. You know, my mother always said there's a lot of guys out there. They're like buses. There's always another one coming along, which is true. But you want the right one for you. You want to get on at the right spot and be on it for the rest of your life. And so that's what I think about my husband. He was the best thing that's ever happened to me. And this one's called, I Give You My Love. For the harmony you bring into my life, I give you my love. For the understanding of my needs and the many smiles you have brought to me, I give you my love. For the joy you bring to my heart and the many ways you make me feel with every embrace, I give you my love. For the comfort you bring to me and the many treasured times we have shared, I give you my love. For the way you are my friend, as well as the many ways you express your love, I give you my love. For the many ways that you've allowed me to be a part of your life, I give you my love. And I feel like that with my husband, too. So you see, you can write beautiful poetry, beautiful romantic poetry that says so much about the way you feel and the way, you know, your emotions, the way you think, in a wholesome, nice way. And that's what these poems are. So this is a treasured book for me. I love this book. Here's another one. Why is it that when we are together, time seems to fly, and when we are apart, it drags so? Could it be that the passing of time is directly related to the nearness of you? And it's funny. If you're in love, you know, or if you've been in love, you know, maybe your loved one has passed on. But I know often you probably sit and think about the times that you were together. You know, it just seems so short. And then when you're apart from that person, time just drags. You know, because it was just the nearness of that person, you know, that the light they brought into your life, the warmth, you know, the love. And so I like that one, too. The moment we part, this is another one, I begin to anticipate the next time we'll be together, laughing and sharing. Each hour, each day seems like forever. The in-between of our togetherness becomes harder to bear as my love for you grows stronger. And that's true. Love, you grow stronger over the years. When you first get married, you know, it's excitement of love, being in love. But, you know, you haven't really gone through trials and tribulations that really show how much you love that person. That comes over time. A lot of people don't want to go through that time. They want to have the good times, but they don't want to have the bad times. But through the bad times and the good times, that's when you really find out who you are and who the person that you love really is and how they really feel about you, because love grows over time. Here's another one. I think of you so often. You keep dropping by my mind. I think of you at the oddest times and in the strangest places. How nice it feels to be constantly surprised by beautiful thoughts of you. And that's when you're in love, you think beautiful thoughts. You know, sometimes you'll be walking and something funny that the person did, you know, will pop to your mind, and you think about, boy, you know, that was such a cute way he said it, or such a cute way she did it, or the look in her eyes, or the way he smiled, you know, maybe his ears. Like my husband has a way of twitching his ears. He can make his ears go up and down. And sometimes when I'm out doing something or if I'm writing, you know, little things that he does will come back to me because he tells great jokes. And he'll tell me jokes. And sometimes those will just come back to me. So it's like it says. It's just, you know, the beautiful thoughts of the person that you love. Now, here's another one. I like this one. It's called Just Between You and Me. I want our love to always be a personal thing, just between you and me. There will be others who will think they know us better than we know ourselves, who will want to offer their opinion on the way we ought to be. There will be times when we are curious or confused, and we'll find comfort in talking to a friend or spending time alone. But if ever there is a problem involving the two of us, I hope that we will always come to each other first. For just as it took only the two of us to fall in love, the two of us can overcome any obstacle that ever gets in the way. That's right. It comes down to the two of you. People can always give opinions, you know, especially when young people, you know, have troubles and say they argue, you know, and people will always, you know, find a way to take sides one way or the other. But when it comes down to it, it's the two of you. The two of you fell in love, and it's the two of you that have to work it out. People have opinions, but in the end, it's the opinion of you and the person that you're with that counts. When I think of love, I think of a sweet smile, a tender gaze, a gentle touch. When I think of love, I think of picnics, walks in the park, watching a sunset. When I think of love, I think of hope, togetherness, and sharing. When I think of love, I think of the simple things and you. Now, that says it so simply, but it's beautiful. When you think of love, you think about the person that you're with, you know, little things about them, you know, and little funny sayings they may, you know, say, or little things that they may do, you know, or the way they, you know, are when they're, you know, frustrated, you know. It's just little things. You know, so that's, you know, that's what love is. Here's another one. Here's another one right here. Just let me get to this. Okay, so I have always sought gentleness in my relationship. It gives me rest from the barriers that surround me. It gives me peace from the constant wrestling of whether or not I should be myself. I tire of deciding if I should let someone know the intimate side of me, or if I should smile or simply touch the hand of a friend. Thank you for your warmth. It gives me pleasure to have truly found a gentle person. Now, that's true. A lot of times when you're in relationships before you marry, you know, the person's afraid to really, you're afraid to be yourself, not just the person you're with, but he might be thinking or she might be thinking the same thing. You know, so you don't want to get angry. You don't want to always be happy and smiling, but that's not real life. Eventually, when you marry that person or, you know, him or her, you're going to see the side of themselves, you know, that they've been trying to hide. So sometimes it's good to see some of that, you know, to let you and not be afraid to be you, you know, as long as it's in, you know, context of, you know, of love and, you know, and that you're truly caring, you know. So that's very important to, you know, to let the other person see you, you know, because that's the one that they're going to live with. Okay, here's another one. I sometimes feel a little jealous in my thoughts, imagining that someone else could please you more than me. It's just my insecurity acting up a bit, I guess, because I know I'm not the most beautiful, the most enticing, the most fun, or the most imaginative person in the world. But I do know this, no matter how much time goes by, I can't imagine that you'll ever find another who will love you with a beauty and a passion and a happiness like that which I feel for you. And that, you know, I think we all feel like that. You know, when you marry a person that you love, you can't ever imagine, you know, loving anybody else or him loving anybody else, or he can't imagine you loving anybody else, you know, and you know, and that's just a natural part. That's just a little, like the poem says, a little bit of insecurity. But, you know, I think in a sense it kind of keeps you on your toes. You want to be the best for that person. You want to make them feel loved and cared for. And so this, you know, a little bit of insecurity is not bad, but when you carry it, you know, so far, you know, that you don't want the person out of your sight or anything like that. But a little bit is good because you want that person to always know that they are the light of your life. We'll be okay, won't we? Now, sometimes in relationships you have problems and things come up. And this poem kind of speaks that. We'll be okay, won't we? The one thing that matters more to me than anything else in the world is you and me. You are my world. You're the one who gets all my love, my wishes, and my prayers. But somehow, in spite of all my best intentions, I never feel quite safe enough or sure enough to rest assured that I'll always be able to make you happy. Well, you know, that's a natural thing, you know, because life steps in. You know, the fairy tale part, you know, leaves, and, you know, when you're dating and falling in love and getting married and making the plans and everything, that's, you know, that's the way it should be. It's a fantasy part, you know, that's coming to life in your life. But sometimes, you know, after you're married for a long time, you start to, you know, that part kind of slips away and you start to wonder, you know, if the two of you are really okay, you know, if everything's okay in your relationship, you know. And so that can happen. You know, sometimes we do wonder, you know, will he always love me? Like I said, that's a little bit of that insecurity creeping in, because, you know, when you love someone, you're there through the good and the bad, through the thick and the thin. And so, but that's what this little poem said. We'll be okay. So that's what the person is really saying to himself. We'll be okay. You know, so she's really, he or she is really saying, I'm going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. It's just a thought that's, you know, coming to me right now. But we're going to be okay. Here's another one. I need to know, I need you more than words can say. I need to always feel the warmth, peaceful feeling that I get when you hold me. I need to experience the beauty of our love that I gently receive when we caress. I need for us to remember all the love that's been given and all the love that will unfold each day between the wonder of you and the warmth of you. And sometimes I just need to know, and here's the end of it, that we'll be okay, won't we? And that's it. You just know that the person loves you. You know, love should be unconditional, not saying, you know, because people are people. We all have our little quirks about ourselves, our little idiosyncrasies. And, you know, and when you love the person, you love them for all of that. You love them for all of that. And you think to yourself, you know, okay, he's got some things about him, I've got some things about me, but we love each other, so we'll be okay. A special thought. Sometimes it's not enough just to have you in my life. There are times when I need more of you than you give. More attention, more understanding, maybe even a little more of your time. Please understand, I don't want to crowd you or ask too much. I guess that I just want you to open up a little bit more, share more of your thoughts with me, your feelings, your fears. But most of all, I want you to always remember that you can trust me with your love. And I want you to know that the more of you that you can give, the more of me you'll see smiling with the wish of giving nothing but good things back to you. Sometimes after in a relationship, as it grows, you know, more older, you know, so to speak, you've been married a while. Sometimes, you know, people don't confide like they did when they were younger. You know, they talked about, you know, things, you know, they wanted to share everything with the person they love. But then as time passes, sometimes, you know, things change and they just don't open up, you know, and the person on the other side is feeling like they're, you know, they don't understand, they don't know what's wrong. And so they may feel like the person's attention is drawing from them, and it might not be that at all. So it's always good to open up and, you know, talk to your partner. Let them know how you feel, but always, you know, just let them know that you haven't changed. You still love them. That maybe some things you're going through, you know, that you right now can't discuss. But just let them know that it's not them. That it's nothing that they've done, because that's what happens a lot of times. The other person thinks, you know, something that they've done. So just a little special thought, you know, to break in and say, I'm okay. We're okay. Okay, now this one, I like this one. You are the love of my life. I like this one so much. You show me your love. You love me by your commitment to me. Your actions speak the truth, and they agree with the words you say to me. Your expressions tell me your feelings. You define your love for me by the way you treat me. You're the person who shares my purpose in life and helps define my happiness. You are the one in whom all my dreams and hopes and plans are committed. In our private world, we talk about things no one else will ever hear. No one but you will ever know this place with me, and I will never know this place with anyone else but you. Although things are not always perfect between us, we know that our love will always help us find a way to work things out together, and it will grow stronger over time. I am thankful for our blessed relationship. We are together in every way. Our love is not a place we came to and left. We stayed. It is not something that will go out of style or that we feel just for one day or tomorrow. It is not dependent upon any conditions. To us, our love means forever, and no matter what, and because of our faithfulness, we have a sacred trust. I believe in our love. It not only fills our present and our future, but it creates our destiny together. We are soulmates, lovers, and friends, and you are the love of my life. I like that, you know, because that's what I say to my husband. He's the love of my life, and he is, and that's the way it should be. That person should be the love of your life. You should be able to confide in him or her like you do no other, and know that you can trust them with what you tell them. That's very important, trust in a relationship. And so that poem means a lot to me. Here's another one. When we first met, I held back so much, afraid to show my deepest feelings. As I got to know you better, your gentleness and honesty encouraged me to open up, and I started to trust in you more than I had with anyone else. Once I started to express my feelings, I realized that this is the only way to have a relationship. It is such a wonderful feeling to let myself be completely known to you. Thank you so much for showing me what two people can share together. I look forward to spending many more beautiful times with you. And like I said, trust. You know, some people, they love the person they're with, but they don't trust them. They would never trust them with their inner thoughts or feelings, you know, and that makes for a bad relationship. You have to be able to trust the person that you love. It's got to be 100% trust on your side and 100% trust on the other person's side, too. Trust is very important. A lot of relationships are lost because of trust. And I like this one, too. I give my love to you only. I want to live and love with you and be one forever, to be near you so I can reach out and touch you, to make love with you, talk with you, and be silent with you, to hold you close every night and wake up with you each morning. I want to share my secrets with you and be honest with you, to understand and respect you, accept you as you are. I want to find shelter in you when I am afraid and hold you when I need warmth. I want to be with you through all seasons, talking with you in the sunshine and cuddling with you in the cold. I want to care for you when you are ill and be joyful with you when you are happy, to grow old with you and be with you until the end of time. I want all these things with you only. I would do all these things for you only. For to you only I give all my love. And that's the way it should be. See, she's talking to whoever, you know, wrote it. It's a lady who wrote it. She's talking about through the good times, through the bad times. She gives him her love. He's her shelter. He's her warmth. And she wants to be the same thing to him. That all comes down to trust. She trusts everything with him. And he trusts everything with her. That's what makes for a happy relationship. You may have storms and trials and tribulation, but that trust is there. That love is there. You know that person is going to be there. They're going to stick with you till the end. So many times a day, people marry, and then after a month or so, they realize they don't care for that person at all. The newness wears off and life settles in, and they said, I don't want this. Let me go find another one. I'll take the next car, the next train. And see, that's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to give your love to that person only, and you're supposed to be truthful and faithful. I love this one, too. I love having you to love. You are my one and only true love. The days we share are my blessings. The memories we make are my treasures. The togetherness we have is my dream come true. And the understanding we share is something I've never had with anyone but you. If anyone ever asked me what part in my life you are, I would just have to look at them and smile and say, the best part. The happiness you give to me is something I'll never be able to get enough of. I love having you in my life, and I love having you to love. And that's the way I feel about my husband. Everybody should feel the same way about the person that they love. They should be the light of your life, and you should just take joy in, you know, just being with them, you know. And because eventually, you know, you're going to get older, and love grows as you get older. Because sometimes I look and I see the older people walking on the streets, and I see, you know, some of them, you know, like in their 80s, you know, or some even higher. And I see the man holding a woman's hand, and I see her looking up in his face. That love is still there. They haven't lost it. They're older, and, you know, and things may be a little different, but when they made that commitment, to love that person, they committed to that, and they stayed with that person, you know, and it's just wonderful. I love to see older people in love, because that shows to me that it can be done. You can be with someone forever. Sure, there's trials, like I said, and tribulation. You might go through a lot of things, but if you truly love that person, you're going to be there, and that's the way it should be. Okay. And then, I think there's one more I wanted to read. Just one second here. But I just think, you know, okay, I like this one. What it's like to love you, and I'll probably finish with this one. To love you is a daydream. It's to daydream of you often. Think of you so much, speak of you proudly, and miss you terribly when we are apart. To love you is to cherish the warmth of your arms, the sweetness of your kiss, the friendliness of your smile, the loving sound of your voice, and the happiness we share. To love you is to never forget the adversity we have overcome, the tears we have shed, the plans we have made, the problems we have solved, and the pain of separation. To love you is to remember joyfully the days we made memorable, the moments that will live forever in our hearts, the dreams we hoped for, the feelings we have for each other, the caresses and the touches of love, and the exhilaration of love that fills our hearts. To love you is to need you, want you, hold you, and to know you as no one else can. To love you is to realize that life without you would be no life at all. That's a little of what it's like to be in love with you. Now, as I said, this book was given to me when I was about, got married with my husband. And in case you want to pick it up, I'm sure you could contact Blue Mountain Greeting, because it's Blue Mountain Arts Collection, and it's called I Keep Falling in Love with You, and it's through Boulder, Colorado, Blue Mountain Arts, SPS Studios, Incorporated, Boulder, Colorado. I'm sure you would have this book, you know, because it is just such a, it's a beautiful collection of contemporary poetry that brings back so many memories of when your relationship first began and reminds you of all the reasons you still fall in love with the, that you're still in love with the person that you, you know, are with today. It's a perfect book to share with someone. Like I said, that's why I'm sharing it with you. So if you want to pick it up, you know, please do. But I just wanted to share these beautiful romantic poetry with you, because these are the ones that I love so much. And since next week we're going to be having a Christian romance poet, and he's going to be discussing his poems, and he has beautiful poetry, really beautiful. So if everything works out, next week you'll be listening to him read a few of his poems and tell why he got started in writing poetry. So I hope you have enjoyed the program, and I just want you to know that whatever you write, whether it's poetry, like I said, or you know, novels or whatever, all of your writing reflect the glory of God, because God gets glory in everything we do. And if you love him, that is your desire, to please him in every area of your life, including your writing. So I'm going to cut it off here, and I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the poetry. And once again, if you like this book, it's called I Keep Falling in Love with You, a Blue Mountain Arts Collection. And the address is SPS Studios, Incorporated, Boulder, Colorado. I'm sure you will enjoy it. God bless until we're back again with you next week. And have a great evening. God bless you. Bye-bye now.